Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:32. Most youth who are in state custody for committing crimes are held in privately run facilities operated by Tennessee businessman Jason Cruz. Despite his outsized role in the state juvenile justice system, the public has rarely gotten a glimpse into his facilities. Until now. A new investigation from WPLN and ProPublica finds that Cruz facilities have repeatedly failed to report serious incidents to the state as required. ProPublica's Aaliyah Swaby says that former employees felt pressured to refrain from calling 911 even during emergencies.
Jason Cruz took control of the state's largest private youth prison in 2020 after a previous operator had taxed the local police department with frequent 911 calls. Cruz promised to turn the facility around, and former staffers said part of that plan included keeping problems at the facility out of the public eye. In one case, a former employee, Heather Boyd, watched on the security system as guards were being badly beaten by several youth. Boyd called her supervisor to get permission to call 911, according to a lawsuit she later filed. When 20 minutes passed with no response, she called the police. One guard was hospitalized. Days later, Boyd and other guards were fired. Boyd said the company told her it was because she called for outside help, though the company later denied it. The case was settled, but it stands as one of several examples of how some former employees say these facilities tried to keep serious incidents from reaching beyond the barbed wire fences.
The company, Wayne Halfway House, denies Boyd's allegations and said it could not comment on the settlement. It denies that Cruz or his company have ever discouraged staff from reporting serious or life-threatening incidents to the state or 911. To read the full investigation, visit our website at WPLN.org. Nashville's most high-profile data center battle has ratcheted up. Developer DC Blocks filed suit against the city over its moratorium on permits. It's trying to build a facility near the zoo. A small child has died in Cheatham County after being found inside a broken-down van at a family home. This is the second hot car death in Tennessee this year and the 18th nationwide. You are listening to 90.3 WPLN News.